Blog Talk Radio.
First of all, you were in the news recently for doing some jail time. Now, there's an interesting story behind this. So can you kind of explain what led up to you actually doing the jail time and what you actually experienced once you got to jail?
Well, actually, it was one of those things that you couldn't get away from. It's something you had to do if you were a man. It's a juvenile court system here that the U.S. Justice Department calls racist, bigoted, biased, prejudiced, unfair, and unjust, and the worst they've ever seen. And it's been going on for years, and it was one of those things where you either have no background, backbone, and you crawl into the background, or you make a stand, and you have to speak out. And that's basically what I did. The first time I ever appeared in that particular court was more than 40 years ago, and the judge at the time called me the N-word. He thought I was on his docket and not a lawyer.
Okay, hold on. This is actually interesting. So you appeared in this courtroom 4 years ago for
40.
What exactly?
40.
40 years ago.
40 years ago, the first time I appeared in the juvenile court of Memphis and Shelby County, Tennessee, the judge called me the N-word. It really got nasty in there at that point in time. He thought I was on his docket and not a lawyer.
Okay, so what exactly did he say and what led him to him actually saying that?
What, 40 years ago? Just his bigoted, racist way of doing things. He's dead now. He died in 2008 after staying on a bench until 2006. What happened is I had a woman that I agreed to represent pro bono, that is, without charging her anything, because she appealed to my good graces and needed help. She was being accused of being the mother of somebody's daughter, and she had never had a daughter. So it had drug on for 8 years, and somebody needed to speak up for her, and the magistrate or the lawyer that was hired by the juvenile court to hear things decided he didn't have time. So basically, that wasn't going to stay as it was. Yeah, I just did what I had to do. It's like King demonstrated, Abernathy, Stokely Carmichael, H-Rap Brown. You know, we have a long series of moments in this country's history where somebody had to speak out, got in trouble for it, got arrested for it. In the end, your objection to the wrong prevailed and things got corrected, maybe.
Right. Now, you represented her pro bono in this case.
Yes, and I got the matter dismissed. They had issued a warrant with nobody having sworn to anything. Nobody signed anything. There was a rubber stamp. It should have been dismissed years ago. It had been dismissed the first time she was down there, but they picked it back up, so enough's enough. So that's just what I've been about over the years. Now, I'll say this is interesting. I think a thing has developed around the whole country over the last few years, and I think we're going retro. It looks like there's been progress, but there's not. We're slipping back. And we have institutions that have become insulated, isolated, and protected from review. We've got privatization, and that's very rampant in juvenile courts, where you make money off of the handling of juveniles and family affairs, child support matters, custody matters, paternity, visitation, that kind of thing, and it's gotten insidious. You've got this thing called Correctional Corporation of America that's begun to take over the jails, penitentiaries, and penal systems for a large number of states, and their interest is making money for their stockholders and not doing anything about ensuring justice or the reduction of criminal activity. It's gotten hooked up these days with the fact that the United States alone in the Western world has not made any arrangements to retrain its ordinary workers who have been displaced by industrial technology and computerization. And the justice system, the juvenile system, has morphed into a set of devices that are used to control surplus labor. In other words, remove people from the job market, keep them from being employable, and open up opportunities for smart entrepreneurs to make a lot of money off of housing them in penal systems. So it's not very good.
I want to get into all this, but I just want to set up the timeline of actually what happened in terms of your situation. So you represented this woman pro bono. You came into the court, and I guess something actually happened between you and the judge in the courtroom?
There's no judge in the courtroom. There is a person named Harold Horn that got hired a few months out of law school back in the 80s because his uncle and the judge at the time were friends, and that's all he's done is sit down there and make rulings. The reason he even came into being is because the judge at the time dropped out of the eighth grade and the state Supreme Court said he was literally too ignorant and educationally infirm to preside as a judge. So he collected the paycheck and the taxpayers had to pay for 5 to 7 referees and special judges to do what he was elected to do but was not allowed to do. So this person started off as a referee. The title got changed to magistrate, but in essence, he's just a lawyer who was never elected but was appointed by what is in effect a minor judge on the scale of things to have a lot to do with the lives of other people. Nobody has anything to say about him except this one judge. Every other referee in the county or magistrate in the county except this one has to be unanimously approved by every judge in the county. And in this case, one person gets to pick 7 referees or 5 referees or magistrates, depending upon what they're called. And they're just lawyers who are employed. They're exercising the power of judges, but unlike judges, they don't get elected and they're not accountable to anyone.
Okay. Now, what actually happened in the courtroom between you and this magistrate?
Well, I attempted to build my record for appeal, and he was cutting me off, and in 40 years, that's the first time that's ever happened. And he and I have not gotten along with each other for years and years from the point he got out of law school, I guess, back in the 80s up until now. So I was appalled by what I saw. I had actually closed the court down myself when I was a judge some 25 years ago and made some changes, ordered them, and here they are. They just completely forgot about it, so they had gone back to the bad way. But, see, this just, it's the kind of thing lawyers used to do all the time. It's gotten rare because we've got too many lawyers, and too many of them are not about practicing a profession. They are about trying to conduct a business, and they want money rather than taking advantage of their training to make it better for the people. So I'm committed to being called upon to make it better for people, and that's what I did. They wound up making me do 5 days in the county jail, and I had a whole cell block to myself. And quite frankly, I think I talked with most of the correctional officers out there at one time or another, and I recruited some of them to participate in a project with me to go out into the neighborhoods and keep the kids out of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Now, was there some sort of argument that ensued between you and the magistrate during the proceedings?
Well, considering that what I thought he was doing was just illustrating heightened ignorance, it got intense, but on a scale of 1 through 10, based on what I've seen or been involved in over the last 40 years, it was about a 2.5. The Justice Department says they are just not used to vigorous advocacy down there, and the Justice Department faulted the lawyers for being too timid. So that's not what yours truly is. In fact, it was quite often that in front of me when I was a judge, lawyers would get a lot more intense than I was. I welcomed it if they were moving the issue along. And I said, good for you, that's what lawyers do. I never really found a lawyer in contempt in the 10 years I was on the bench, and this is the only time a lawyer has been locked up in this county in the last 50 years. Now, this character accused me of trying to start a riot in the courtroom. So that's just ridiculous. And it's the type of obfuscation that you can expect from an institution that the public has ignored but suffered under for a long time. It's autocratic and it's un-American. This particular court got sanctioned by the federal courts back in the 80s when they held that the judge down there was exercising powers that no judge in America is entitled to exercise, and held that if the allegations were proved, then the judge and anyone involved would be held personally liable to the people who were impacted. Now, that was relative to the judge. This is just, you know, you're supposed to be dealing with juvenile courts, then you get legislation passed so you can deal with paternity matters instead of the circuit or superior courts. Then you set child support instead of the circuit or superior courts. You get control of visitation. You get control of a number of things that are typically reserved for the courts that handle divorces. And there's nobody looking over your shoulder because it's a very informal institution that does not keep detailed nor accurate records about what happens. So you can see that over the years a mess builds up. And there is a problem. The Justice Department says the result of the operations are extremely racist and bigoted.
Mm-hmm. So you got sentenced to 5 days in jail.
I got 5 days in jail. I did it. I'd do it again. And that's the way of it. I doubt if any other court would have... Well, let's put it this way. I doubt if any other system would have wound up where this one did.
Was this the first time you've gone to jail?
I was active back in the 60s. I was a member of the class of 1969 UCLA, and everybody from the basketball team to the football team to most of the people on campus wound up getting arrested or taken down because we were protesting things like war, lack of justice for black folk, Hispanic folk, Native American folk, Asian folk, gays, you name it. Everybody was protesting. So no, it was nothing new. I'm 68 years old, and what's going on is this to me was just sort of a hiatus in what was going on with civil rights and actualization through militancy of people's rights. Yes, we got taken down all the time.
There was a mutual friend in Dallas.
This beat ain't normal.
Let me call you no dancer. I say make I call you some more. Yeah, you leave me no choice, so very soon I go up here for your demand. And you have a tight dress on. When I saw you last night at the club, even though I had my dark shades on, I was looking at you all night long. I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave, Bordo? Why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me come party. Don't want to lose it to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, do I know about you? I swear to God, you can come out to, oh. You can come out to. Smart, Cause something I've been watching. I'm high, just drunk or something. We're rhyming, loving, 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 loving like a monkey. A junkie for your loving. I must be high or something. But now it doesn't really matter because I'm in the middle of the streets. How did I ever let you leave? Why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me come back. Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My body no go be. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you could come back to you. You could come back to you.
If I did not believe you, I can't take this kind of so much. I can't take what's life anymore. What's trying for me, playing with you. Baby, you're done for me, I'm through. Baby, you're a sufferer, a soldier, killer of your own heart. If you treat me kinda, kept me closer, will we still apart? Isn't easy with me. Think it just to loosen myself up from what I can and shouldn't be. But now I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? I don't know. Why did I dream this Tennessee?
Then I don't know what come over me. Then I just wanna make me come back. Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My body no go be. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you could come back too. Oh, you could come back too.
God, peace to the God. Today is Knowledgeable Sunday. Knowledgeable Sunday. Hello, world. Man, we are here today to bring you some information. Information. And that's what I plan to do. I hope everybody listened to that. That was actually Judge Joe Brown. And, man, he was going through his trials and tribulations in the Shelby County Department. So, man. Yeah, man. Even these officials are having problems. Even the ones that decide they want to stand up, man, they can be shot down. They can be shot down. So you have to be very careful of the type of jobs that you are trying to get into. All right, man. Again, today is Knowledgeable Sunday. What I come to talk about is contempt of court. All right, Kalam is not with us today. He might join us in a little while, but he's out doing commerce. So man, I'm gonna go ahead and take the show today. And let me just state this, man. We are not attorneys. We do not offer legal advice. And if you are seeking legal advice, we ask that you contact an attorney because we are only here giving out information that we and you can also check out for yourself. All right. So let's be on an understanding or overstanding level. All right. And for those of you that are on the line, if you would like to get in our private chat that we have set up, man, send us an email to fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And if you are on the chat on Blog Talk, man, the number that you could call in is 563-999-3670 and press 1 if you want to chat with me. All right. It's going to be a very, very brief show, man. My children, they have basketball practice today, man. I like to do daddy things, man. I'm a family guy. So, yeah, man, let's jump right into it. Let's jump right into it, man. In the private chat, I have some things pulled up, man. And you go into Knowledgeable Sundays. And again, like I said, we're going to talk about contempt court, all right? In the Wikipedia, we have pulled up contempt court. Contempt court, often referred to simply as contempt, is the offense of being disobedient to or disrespectful toward a court of law and its officials in the form of behavior that opposes or defies the authority, justice, and dignity of the court. A similar attitude toward a legislative body is termed contempt of parliaments, or contempt of Congress. All right. Now, then it says, the verb for to contempt court is contemn, as in to contemn a court order. And a person guilty of this is a contemner. All right? There are broadly two categories of contempt: being disrespectful to legal authorities in the courtroom, or willfully failing to obey a court order. Contempt proceedings are especially used to enforce equitable remedies, such as injunctions. In some jurisdictions, the refusal to respond to a subpoena, to testify, to fulfill the obligations of a juror, or to provide certain information can constitute contempt of court. Again, let me reread that. Because I want us to have an understanding of this contempt of court, all right? In some jurisdictions, the refusal to respond to subpoena, to testify, to fulfill the obligations of a juror, or to provide certain information can constitute contempt of the court, all right? When a court decides that an action constitutes contempt of court, it can issue an order in the content of a court trial or hearing that declares a person or organization to have disobeyed or been disrespectful of the court's authority, called, found, or held in contempt. That is the judge's strongest power to impose sanction for acts that disrupt the court's normal process. So here we have this word, contempt of court, and they allow themselves to hold you in this contempt. And this is what they fine you on when they hold you in jail. Whenever a lot of us are going in and we're trying to represent ourselves. This is the reason why we tell people that, you know, your paperwork is the court. Court is just where they hold the proceeding. You know, you want to be on point with the paperwork that you put in if you decide you want to represent yourself, okay? If you decide you want to represent yourself, make sure you have your paperwork in order. That's it, you know? And we look, and this is the reason for us going over these definitions, all right? When a court decides that an action constitutes contempt of court, it can issue an order in the context of a court trial or hearing that declares a person or organization to have disobeyed or been disrespectful of the court's authority, called, found, or held in contempt. That is the judge's strongest power. Okay, all right, I went over that one. A finding of being in contempt of court may result from a failure to obey a lawful order of a court, showing disrespect for the judge, disruption of the proceedings through poor behavior or publication of material or non-disclosure of material, which in doing so is deemed likely to jeopardize a fair trial. A judge may impose sanctions such as a fine, jail, or social service for someone found guilty of contempt of court, which makes contempt of court a process crime. Judges in common law systems usually have more extensive power to declare someone in contempt than judges in civil law systems. So basically, anybody can be held in contempt, and judges like to use that. They love to use that contempt of court. That's like them holding all power right there. This is the reason when you go inside of a courtroom, man, we like to take the path of least resistance. We don't like to go in and create problems. We like to be the enforcer. But we understand that, we understand how the court moves. Okay? All right. Let's jump back into the chat, man. Jump back into the chat and move along. We're going to go to the Carnell Law of contempt of court. All right? And they say it's contempt of court. Contempt of court, also referred to simply as contempt, is the disobedient order of a court. It is also conduct tending to obstruct or interfere with the orderly administration of justice. Under the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, Rule 70, a party that fails to perform a specific act in accordance with a judgment by a court can be charged with contempt. The purpose of recognizing contempt of court is to secure the dignity of the courts and the uninterrupted and unimpeded administration of justice. Direct and indirect contempt of court. Contempt of court can be classified as direct or indirect, sometimes also referred to constructive. All right. The distinction lies in where the disobedient conduct was performed. California has defined direct contempt of court is an act of contempt committed knowingly and the immediate view and presence of the court. For example, failure to appear in compliance with a summons is a direct contempt of court. Under Rule 37 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, a deponent's failure to answer can also be treated as contempt of court. Remember, failure to reply. See, a lot of times you are being held in contempt because of your acquiescence. Your acquiescence gives them the right to hold you in contempt. So you want to do a better job at responding to any and everything you have, no matter what it is. You want to make sure that you respond to it. You know what I'm saying? And so when you are dealing with the judicial system, the biggest downfall is when you fail to respond to anything they give you. Okay? All right. And then it says a person who has committed such a direct contempt may be punished without trial. On the other hand, a constructive contempt of court is any contempt that does not fall within direct contempt. For example, failure to comply with probationary orders outside of the court is an indirect contempt of court. A person charged with indirect contempt must be given notice and opportunity to be heard. Okay? So you are given that opportunity. Always take it. Okay? Civil and criminal contempt of court. Contempt of court can also be classified as civil contempt or criminal contempt. Jurisdictions have articulated their distinctions differently, but the Supreme Court has held that whether a contempt proceeding is criminal or civil depends on the substance of the proceeding and character of relief. For example, in Pennsylvania, if a court's purpose for finding contempt is to coerce the contaminant to comply with the court's order, then the charge would be one of civil contempt. However, if the court's purpose is to punish the contaminant for disobedience, then the charge will be one of criminal contempt. In New York, the purpose of civil contempt is to protect parties' rights to litigation. Any penalty imposed on the contemner is meant to protect that right. Similarly, criminal contempt is used to protect the judicial system, but is generally meant to recognize an offense against public justice as opposed to a litigant. Procedures and punishment. All right? Classifying contempt is important as different categories of contempt carry different procedural safeguards and punishments. For example, in Michigan, an individual charged with a criminal contempt is afforded some of the same rights as a criminal defendant. Among other things, he or she is presumed innocent, the right against self-criminalization. And the contempt must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. On the other hand, civil contempt requires only basis due process protection. As such, the individual need only be given notice and an opportunity to be heard. And the burden of proof is on a preponderance of evidence. All right. Punishment for contempt include imprisonment and fines. However, according to the Supreme Court, civil contempt penalties are conditional. One who is punished for civil contempt can avoid the punishment by doing as the court ordered and are therefore described as carrying the keys of their person in their pocket. Punishment for criminal contempt, however, are generally unconditional and definite. All right. So you want to know the difference between civil contempt and criminal contempt. But sometimes, man, you could be inside a case and it be really on a civil contempt, but they give you more days and have you feeling like you on a criminal. I mean, it be on a civil contempt, but give you reasoning that ends up on a criminal contempt. So make sure you're paying attention to what's going on inside the courtroom. I advise a lot of us, as of right now, it's pretty hard to actually go inside the courtroom and actually pay attention to what's actually taking place. because of the corona and so forth. And I think that's just their excuse. But, you know, it's not as easy as it was before the coronavirus came into play, you know. Okay, we're going to get back into the chat. We're going to look up the word contempt, the etymology definition of contempt. Let's pull that up and see what the etymology is on it. It says contempt, a noun, late 14C. All right, open, disregard, or disobedience of authority, the law, etc. In general sense of act of despising, scorn for what is mean, vile, or worthless. It's from 1400th century and from Old French, contempt, and directly Latin contemptus, scorn, from past particle of contemner, to scorn, despise, from aslamatic, from of, come here, perhaps, an intensive prefix, see, come, to slight, scorn, despise, which is of uncertain origin. D. Van has it from pie, to cut with coordinates, in Middle Irish, taminet, cut, Greek, to cut, to wheat, to beat, he adds the compounds. Taminer is the older verb from which taminer has been back formed more recently. The etymology is disputed. The meaning scorn has probably developed from a more concrete meaning. Latin also had contemptrix, she who despises, phrases, contempt of court, open disregard or disrespect for the rules, orders, or process of judicial authority, is a test by 1719. But the idea is in the earliest use of contempt. All right. And then we go on down. It says contempt noun, lack of respect, accompanied by a feeling of intense dislike. Okay. Contempt noun, a manner that is generally disrespectful and contemptuous. Contempt, open disrespect for a person or thing. Contempt, a willful disobedience to or disrespect for the authority of a court or legislative body. All right? So the word contempt is a word that they use inside the courtroom to be able to control the courtroom. It's used to, in so many words, used to be able to control. Like, this word that they throw at you, contempt of court, is it can be used in so many different ways. But we don't want to be looking at this word contempt as a bad thing, but it is. You see, if you was listening earlier, Judge Joe Brown was found in contempt of court just for speaking out. And sometimes we go inside the courtroom and we want to speak out, but we have the right to be heard. And you can also be in contempt by just, you know, speaking on what is known as the law, when given law, when you are given these judges the information that needs to be given, be firm with it. Be firm. Don't allow them to put fear in you. because we next week we're going to go over what is threat, duress, and coercion, because I want that to be talked about as well, because you don't want to be living off of a threat. You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be, you know, afraid because you was threatened. I had one time I went inside the courtroom and the judge was trying to force me into Japan, and it was dealing with child support. And I was like, man, I don't want to pay child support. Why should I have to pay child support? I take care of my son, you know, but I don't want to have to go through you guys. And the mom didn't want to go through it either. But guess what? They have a way of persuading these people to want to do certain things. And so what ended up happening was the judge wanted to hold me in contempt of court, but he asked, hey, do you know what contempt of court is? And I asked him, do you know what involuntary servitude is? You see what I'm saying? And so you don't want to be caught with your pants down. You want to be able to have the what it is that you stand on right in front of you. All right? Let's remember that, because contempt of court is, man, they can hold you for indefinitely until they feel like letting you out. You see what I'm saying? So, and be firm. Know your stuff. Study hard, you know, and stay with it no matter what. And I see today we really don't have anybody that I know it was a last minute show, so but you know, you guys can always go back to the recording. We didn't have anybody on the line with any questions today. And again, like I said, man, I kind of got to get out of here, but I did want to drop this on you guys so that you guys can have this information to go back and check for yourself, go look it up, go do your research on it, and get a better understanding of what contempt of court is, all right? Because, you know, I'm seeing that a lot of people are trying to go out and represent themselves, but they are being held for contempt, and a lot of reasons is because they don't have their paperwork in order. You know, you don't want to go in there with your pants down. Your paperwork is court. Court room is where they hold the procedures. All right? Well, with that being said, man, that's going to conclude today for Knowledgeable Sundays. I appreciate any and everybody that came in to check it out. Like I say, Kalon wasn't with us today, man. Shout out to him. And, man, we'll definitely be back on Health Tuesday to give you some very, very powerful insight on the herds, all right? So, man, you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And, man, we will be back on Tuesday. All right, man. Peace to the God. Thank you.
Y'all will be waiting there, be assured. Y'all will be waiting there. In this world of calamity, dirty looks and touches and jealousy, and police will abuse them authority. Media clowns will not know about variety. Boom, the youngest veteran are gonna murder them slow. Rock them up and send to call me from the bush bungalow. When I watch it make a clear road, my voice now figure row. Emerge from the darkness in the big blood to glow. The yammer them a slam and spend day to get low. Some boy could have big like Bamba Bigelow. Bust off trigger finger, trigger hand and trigger toe. A two gun me have me bust them in a stereo. Cause I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion.
Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, by any plan and any